I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Fans ain't dumb, but extreme is all. I'm a demon lord. Fall off what? I ain't seen the horse. Called your bluff, better cite the source. Fame yeah. ain't something that I need no more.
Yeah, cause trick.
I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
Trick.
I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
Station.
All right, here we go.
Coming up on The Weekender with Darren and Deepa.
Yes, it's The Weekender. Every Sunday night, we hang out with you. We play great music. We have a lot of fun. So glad you're with us.
Yes, thanks for joining us.
So here's the question this week. Do you send out thank you cards after your wedding to everyone who gave you a gift?
Can I confess something? I know people do that, but I never did that.
I know you didn't because I sent you a great gift when you got married and I got nothing
yeah,
back.
Yeah, you got a thank you to your face and a thank you text.
Text is garbage.
No, it's the same thing.
Well, Leah's having an issue. She just got married and she's not sure if she should send a thank you card to someone who didn't even give her a gift when they came to their wedding.
If the person didn't give her a gift, I don't think she should be sending a thank you card. That's my take.
Okay, we'll get into that in a couple of minutes on The Weekender on Virgin Radio.
It can't be said I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live a lie. To go to bed before the daylight. But then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend. Baby, now and then. But you just wanna wake up. Dark as a lake. Smelling like a bonfire. Lost in a haze.
station.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'm alive.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
We met in December. I knew it by June. I'd want this forever. I'll never surrender. It's gotta be you. I've spent a lifetime hiding the truth that even the dark.
Producer Leah's wedding drama continues.
Uh-oh.
She got married 2 months ago and still is continuing.
3 months ago, I think.
3 months?
Yes, and it's been a blissful 3 months.
No, it isn't. September and October. It's 2 months.
Well,
two plus months.
August, so
end of August.
October. Okay, whatever.
You're right.
It's
okay.
Been quite some time. How about that?
So Leah doesn't want to send out thank you cards to the people that came to her wedding.
No, I do want to send them.
Oh, you do want to send them.
I do.
But you haven't yet.
And I'm going to send them out.
Here we go.
What's the problem, though? So you're
going
to send out thank you cards, but you haven't done it yet? That's the problem?
No, that's not the problem. The problem is, do I send a thank you card to somebody who attended the wedding, but did not give me a gift?
Oh.
Somebody didn't give you a gift? Came and didn't give you a gift?
Yes.
That's basically an in-person protest.
You think that's what that was?
Yes, that's basically, we do not approve of this wedding, but we will come for the food.
They did drink the drinks and ate the food.
So the person that gave you a present, were they very close or a little bit distant?
No, they're close.
No, really?
But let me clarify, not close in distance. This person had to travel a really far way to get to this wedding.
Hmm.
They do not live in Canada.
Okay.
And they don't live in North America.
Okay, so they came from Europe.
The gift that they gave to you was their presence at your wedding.
Nah, that wasn't declared.
You still gotta give a gift.
I'm gonna have to assume that the person thought that was the gift.
No, they should have given you a gift.
That's cheap ass.
Really?
You have a cheap ass relative.
And this is why I have the dilemma. Do I give that person a thank you card?
No.
Well, they did attend my wedding.
Well, Diva didn't give anyone thank. Don't listen to Diva. She gave people zero thank you cards.
Texted
is the most garbage. That's the least effort.
Why?
It's the most least effort way to communicate with somebody.
No, it isn't.
Even an email would have been better than a text.
Well, I did email some people who were too old to have text. But anyway.
That's some cheap ass nonsense right there, Diva.
You texted Darren, though.
Well, I was saving money to buy a house. What do you want me to do?
Okay.
I regret. I want my teapot.
What?
I don't think you need to write this person.
This person did attend the wedding, came a very long way, and this person is close to me, a person as a member of my family.
So inner circle.
Inner very tight.
What do you do?
No.
You could write the thing and say, thank you for your attendance. Didn't see a gift, but we appreciate you coming all the way from Germany.
Say, like, thanks for the gift. There was one. None.
Here's my email for e-transfer. Like, that's how you sign.
Yes.
Cheers, Leah and RJ.
That is so rude.
I think just write the card, because why not? Just take the pain out.
No,
why create drama?
Spend money in shipping.
Why were you listening to you? You spent nothing to nobody. I'm not listening to you. You sent text messages as thank you. That's the rudest thing you could do.
It's quite... I think it might be considered rude if I don't send a thank you note. But it's kind of rude that the person didn't give.
I agree.
Do you know that people wait around and wait to receive in the mail a thank you card from a wedding?
With the whole idea that
you didn't do it.
That's why.
But I don't, like, I'm just talking from personal experience.
Yeah.
I don't wait around for a card.
Your aunties are cussing you out, Debo. They didn't get a card from you. They are.
They're like, you're a smart child. You saved your money and bought a house instead of killing trees.
Deepa,
and sending trees.
Don't worry about me giving you one. Clearly, you don't care about cards, so I won't be sending one your way.
Darren,
you'll be getting a card.
Damn right, I'm getting a card.
Thank you very much for the gift.
999-999, please help with Leah. Should she send these gift cards to the one who didn't get her a gift? And if you want to cuss out Deepa for being cheap and lazy, that's fine too.
Oh, wow.
Good judgment, I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I I feel that way. I promise them that you're different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, mother. Maybe just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
No noon, no noon, we don't feel that. A fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No noon, we don't feel that. A fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame.
Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Oh my God, big drama. Leah is trying to decide if she should send a wedding thank you card to her aunt who flew into the country, came to the wedding, but did not bring a gift, which is like beyond cheap. She absolutely should have picked even like just a, anything, $20, $30,
$50. Like a bouquet of flowers or just something small.
I think she's saying her presence is a present because she came all the way from outside of North America.
Okay. Is she though? Is her presence a present?
She's actually wonderful. I love her and she's fantastic, but yeah, I expected some money.
Meanwhile, Deepa Prashad was so cheap and lazy that she did not send thank you cards to anybody who gave her a gift, including myself. She sent text messages.
Yeah, and a thank you to your face, which I think is a lot more personal.
It's not.
Well, that's just because he was in your face. Like, he was in your presence.
Well, let me ask you something. If I give you a thank you card, were you going to put it on your fridge?
It'd be on my mantle.
No, you liar. It
absolutely would.
Up until this day, 3 years, 4 years
no,
later?
No, I would keep the appropriate amount of time, like a month or two, and then it goes in the garbage can.
Where's mine going to go, Darren? I will be sending
on the mantle card. For 2 to 3 months.
So then we got to come to your house every single day and make sure it's still there.
Diva, you're saying foolish.
This is weird.
That's foolish.
No, I have to make sure that he's telling the truth and that he's not lying right now.
A lot of people have advice for Leah. 999-999 is our text line. Lisa, should Leah send the thank you card to the aunt in who didn't bring a gift?
Yes, she should. I had a similar situation. I got married 2 years ago and the majority of people brought gifts and a couple didn't, but it's the right thing to do. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's a card, a stamp, and then you're done. Be better. You're better than that.
I'm better than that.
You are.
You're also better.
I don't know if I'm better than that, to be honest with you.
You're better than Deepa.
Yeah, I'm definitely better than that.
Deepa, girl, you are something else.
She can't believe you.
To save money. Why is that such a big deal?
People, that's a whole other story. We're dealing with Leah. Oh.
She has no words.
It's disgraceful that Deepa sent text message thank yous for people who spent so much money at her wedding.
You also don't know how much people spend on my wedding.
Okay, well, the people that gave you crazy nice gifts, you should have sent them a nice note.
Well, I said thank you in person.
With your pet.
To me in person, seeing them be like, thank you so much.
No, you're just being lazy.
No, I think that's worth more than just a piece of paper.
What about Darren? And you didn't give him a card.
No. I saw Darren every day.
I didn't even go to the wedding.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get COVID. And but I sent a gift and I got nothing in return. I regret
thank
it.
Thank you in person, Darren.
I hope that teapot's made out of lead.
I didn't ever say, hey.
No, it's La Crusette. It's the good stuff.
That's how funny you said that. Oh, my God.
Leah, you've got this. You know what you need to do.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when, but these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell. No gate, ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck. Mile. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going. Oh, we're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know it.
can put some miles on it. That girl is heavy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck that wide like a California king. We could bring it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Are you worried that your wobbly fence post might come down this winter? Go to FencePostRepair.com or call 1-833-FIX-POST today. You'll get a 10-year warranty and have peace of mind. Get 5% off if booked before next spring.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay. Here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
Celebrate the 111th Grey Cup with the Jonas Brothers.
Hey, we're the Jonas Brothers, and we are headlining this year's Twisted Tea Grey Cup halftime show.
The 111th Grey Cup, Sunday, November 17th on TSN and CTV.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with five new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
Is debt taking control of your life, causing you stress and keeping you up at night? The Credit Counseling Society is here for you, no matter how big or small your debt is. As a registered nonprofit organization, the Credit Counseling Society has been helping Canadians just like you get rid of their debt since 1996. Got debt? Need help? Reach out to the Credit Counseling Society at nomoredebts.org today. That's nomoredebts.org. All you've got to lose is your debt.
Seems everyone has a cold or flu these days, so it's vital that you keep your immune system functioning at peak levels. Protect your health with a daily dose of delicious elderberry gummies from New Nordic, the number one supplier of natural supplements in Scandinavia. Elderberry gummies are sugar-free and contain 3 times the regular amount of elderberry extract, providing powerful immune support, virus resistance, and fast relief from cold and flu symptoms. Available at Shoppers Drug Mart, Loblaws, Jean Coutu, and London Drugs, or online at Amazon and newnordic.ca.
Hey, got your headphones on? I'm out here jogging, and just between us, let's talk urine leakage. You know, Tenamen, the protective underwear is made for us, secure and discreet, with triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. No more dribble dramas. Keep control with Tenamen. Discreet protection designed for men. And hey, if I can run with it, you've got nothing to sweat.
Bring it right back, bring it right
back. Back to the Weekender with Darren and Deepa on Virgin Radio.
Baby, do you like to be a man?
Virgin Radio's 5K a day.
Your next chance at the daily $5,000 giveaway is coming up at 7.
I wanna bathe in you. I want a simple distraction. Who's got all the time in the world and a crooked smile that's cute? Someone who can bring me closer to the boiling over. Be my muse, be my true obsession. Without you, I'm just learning lessons. Deja vu, be that one exception. Nothing to lose. So come on and we can be more than a fantasy. Can be sweet, rushed into my teeth like a strawberry. So be my baby.
You'd be more than a first to me. Baby, you come first to me. And it's all I could do here. Just to read too deep into the songs you said to me. I'm the one mentally. But I'm down for taking chances on somebody who's as sweet as you.
Be my muse. Be my true obsession. Without you, I'm just learning the signs. Deja vu. Into my teeth like a strawberry, so be my baby, make you dream, take me to the river that I've never seen, oh fantasy, candy sweet, rush into my teeth like a strawberry, so be my baby, make you dream, come on and we can be more than a car.
It's time to step into Darren and Deepa's confession booth
on Virgin Radio.
We are very excited to have you on the line because you are stepping into the confession booth to tell us how horrible a roommate you were.
Oh my God.
Tell us.
I would get super drunk, but I wasn't the only one. Almost everyone did that where we were living.
So what made you so special, Amanda?
Honestly, I think it was the entry to come back into the place we were living. I used to sing to try and get them to open the door.
Oh, no.
I would chant outside their bedroom window.
Wait, where was your key?
Yeah, what would happen to your
key? How come you couldn't get in yourself?
We didn't have keys.
Oh. Why not? What do you mean?
I don't know. It was like an open door policy, no. So there were no keys to our living situation. Mm-hmm. They were always unlocked. Unless you were home, you'd lock the door.
When you weren't blackout drunk, were you otherwise clean and tidy and respectful?
Mm. Oh, my God. Okay, so all my friends used to say my drunk snacks were the worst, and a lot of the time I would make sandwiches with, like, salad dressing and, like, pickles, and so there'd be dressing everywhere.
You just leave it a mess.
Amanda, you sound like a complete disaster.
I know.
Yeah, and you know what? I feel like I've cleaned myself up, but now that I'm telling this story, I'm kind of like, man, I don't know.
You still do that, eh?
my husband would probably attest to it.
It's amazing. Amanda, we're so glad you listened. Have a fabulous day.
Thank you, you too.
Okay.
Bye. Hello, it's Darren and Deepa, Virgin Radio.
Oh my gosh, hello.
Good morning. Crystal, tell us about how bad a roommate you were.
So I used to think that if you turn the radio on in your room, no one could hear what was going on outside of your room.
Right? Oh, like adult romantic time?
Correct.
Okay.
Nice.
So I would just turn the radio up and I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
Till we were moving out and it was like, hey, I'm moving out, and I tell my friend Jen and I have this male roommate and he says, hey, you know, if you're ever looking for a roommate in the future, I would live with you anytime.
Oh,
and I was like, oh wow, that's cool. And he says, yeah, because I like to listen.
Oh, wait a second. So
to the music or are you being adults?
Apparently, my music is not loud enough.
Damn, girl! So he could hear everything, eh?
Apparently, yeah. Paper thin walls.
And so he enjoyed that part of living with you. That is beyond creepy that he would say that to
yes,
you.
Yes, it is.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise the toast to all.
hits we play, and you could win $500.
Pick the hits at 945virginradio.ca.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
That is it for us, Deepa.
I know. Well, thank you guys for trusting us to be your best friends on Sunday evenings, and hopefully we'll see you again next time.
Have a fabulous week. We'll talk to you next Sunday on The Weekender on Virgin Radio.
Bye!
You are my courage, my sword and shield, grace under pressure, my ball of steel. I was a stone weighing us down. You were the angel I chained to the ground. I miss the way you I miss your head on my chest. Can't stop this bleeding, can't stop believing. I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. It hurt like hell, asleep and wake. You're all I see. I can't escape you, can't set you free. I miss your full moon rising, catching a breath in silence. Can't stop us bleeding, can't stop believing. I'm missing the sound of your heartbeat.
Baby, I'm in love with you. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. Baby, you were mine to lose. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. Oh, I'm missing the sound. I'm missing the sound of beating. Oh, I'm missing the sound of your heart beating.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
From the brains behind The Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon, say hello to Georgie and Mandy.
Hello.
Hi.
Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage. New episode, Thursday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
The four-day pre-Black Friday sale is on now at Mark's. Until November 10th, take 25% off full-priced items from your favorite brand store-wide. Plus, save up to 60% on door crashers. Visit Mark's and Mark's.com.
10,000 years before the birth of Paul Atreides, we founded a sisterhood.
Crave presents the next groundbreaking original series from HBO, Dune Prophecy. Streams November 17th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Everything you want is on sale at the Sephora Savings Event.
I know. You should see my cart.
Tell me what's in there.
A set of Sol de Janeiro body mists, Summer Fridays lip balm, Charlotte Tilbury foundation, Rare Beauty blush, and a Valentino fragrance.
Okay, sounds like it's time to check out.
But I'm still shopping.
The sale is almost over.
Just one more product.
There's still time to shop the only beauty sale where everything is on sale all at once. The Sephora Savings Event ends November 11th. Shop in-store or online at sephora.ca.
I want my kids to enjoy the same things I did. I want them to enjoy a better BC.
At FortisBC, we've made real progress towards harnessing renewable energy to reduce the use of fossil fuels, like providing renewable natural gas, hydroelectricity, investing in energy efficiency, and even making strides in hydrogen research. We're evolving BC's energy landscape today for a better tomorrow. FortisBC, energy for a better BC.
This is a chain called BC's healthcare system. Its links include physiotherapists, radiation therapists, and dietitians. Links where vital tests and life-saving procedures happen when they should. Links to a healthcare system that works. But when chronically overworked and just not paid enough, it doesn't work. Support for specialized health professionals is the critical link to a strong healthcare system. A message from the Health Sciences Association of BC.
This holiday season, the Arts Club Theater Company has festive productions on all three stages. The heartwarming musical Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol returns with Dickens' classic characters and Dolly's renowned songwriting at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Kris Kringle takes the stand at the Granville Island stage in the endearing Miracle on 34th Street. And the Gingerbread Men return for another holiday cabaret at the Newmont stage at the BMO Theater Center. Get tickets today at artsclub.com.
This is the sound of medicine. When you stay at a Ronald McDonald House, close to your sick child, family is medicine. And right now, it's helping Ryan battle leukemia. We need your help to keep families together. Please donate today at rmhc.ca.
It's Nira Aurora
from my friends at Signature Mazda. And if you love the CX-90, have I got news for you. Introducing the younger sibling, the brand new first ever Mazda CX-70. Think elegance refined with plug-in hybrid technology and mechanical hybrid technology that will give you great range without leaving you stranded. The brand new Mazda CX-70 with payments from $385 bi-weekly for a well-equipped GT. See and drive one today with my friends at Signature Mazda in the Richmond Auto Mall.
Signature Mazda dealer number D11029.
Back to the hits.
Let's go. Vancouver's number one hit music station.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
radio station.
Vancouver's number one hit music station.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation. Separation.